Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You guys get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right. Well, I truly appreciate you going through this stuff. I know it's not baseball isn't boring. Roasts aren't boring. Well, I mean, one goes without saying. We don't have to make up t-shirts say roasts are boring. It's like the most obvious thing of all time, right? But so just talk to me a little bit, if you can, about your fandom, about your Braves fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lifelong.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Lifelong. Yeah. My whole day is determined on whether or not the Braves win. Like, my happiness throughout the day. Actually, I need to check and see if the Phillies won. I'm hoping that they lost. The only thing better than a Braves win is the Phillies lost.
Oh, really?
They lost.
All right.
Ha ha.
So Harper. This is the second Braves related guest we've had on this week.
Oh.
I'll give you $1 if you can give the other one.
Braves guest? Like fan?
No. Come on. No. This only high profile Braves people.
Oh. Mark Lemke.
Close. Alex Anthopoulos. He was on a couple days ago.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah.
Did he say if we're gonna go try to get a pitcher before the free agency deadline?
He was actually really good talking about the deadline a couple years ago when they were sort of wallowing, and then they started trading for players, and everyone like, what are you doing? And then you end up winning. So he was just really, really good. Chris Sale's been on. He's really, Chris, you know.
Chris Sale is exactly what we needed in Atlanta.
Chris Sale would be excellent on a roast.
Oh, yeah. You talk about bringing some fire.
Oh.
You just like everybody, all the water coolers just like are on high alert.
Yeah.
Watch your back. Yeah. You suspect. You might get hit. Yeah, that's everybody's gonna get hit. Jeff Ross and a water cooler. Everybody's getting hit. Yeah, I think that's what we were really missing, you know, is a guy that like brought some animosity and a little bit of fire to the dugout.
Yeah.
Like that's what we've been missing for a couple of years. Like ever since Jock Peterson left, like we need somebody who's like, we are those motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like amping them up, hyping them up,
yeah.
Yelling at them. Getting in their face, pushing them. And like, that's exactly what he brings. So I'm pretty stoked about him being there. And, you know, I didn't know he was going to have this much pressure on him to really, you know, have to be so much of the guy with Strider gone, but he's definitely lived up to the expectations. And like him and Morton just Ben-gaying themselves up and getting out there. I love it.
It's not that complicated. It really isn't. I mean, who needs TB12 when you have Ben Gay? So
yeah.
But so I want to ask you. This is a question we've also had all about, and I saw somewhere I'm the one keeping score in the stands, or this is a dividing line for a lot of baseball fans. When you go to a game, do you keep score still?
I do, only for Braves games, really.
Yeah, that's
fine. I don't bring my book for just a random game. Like if I'm going to go see a Dodger game, and if it's Dodgers Padres, I probably won't keep score. Sometimes I do. If I go alone, I also love going to baseball games alone.
Do you really?
It's a big rule whenever the Braves are in town that I get to go to one by myself.
Really? I've had the long debate. You go to movies by yourself, and I'm a big movie by myself person because I'm like, big what time. Are you going to do? You're not talking, to the person. Oh. Right. And so, but games to yourself, like games with yourself, like next level, right?
The best. Because I can buy one awesome seat. Can sit. I don't have to buy two, because Chris and I have a rule, because Chris is, my guy that's my boyfriend who's on the Rich Eisen show, big Red Sox fan, big Patriots guy. So, if it's your team, you buy the other person the ticket for the game. The Braves are in town, I buy Chris and I a ticket or whatever. The whole family, when the Red Sox are in town, he buys them. We're not married, so our money's separate. That's why this is important. And, but he knows that at least once I get to go alone and just I don't listen to anybody. I sit exactly where I want, which is if I can get the ticket, which is where I can see into the dugout. And if I can't sit next to the dugout, then I go sit by the bullpen so I can see who's warming up.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah. I mean, I can't even think. I'm glad. First of all, your reasoning for it is awesome. And then just doing it is awesome. I was going to ask you this question because this is, like I said, we've had this conversation with baseball players. I had Tristan McKenzie of the Guardians. He was excellent answering, which is, what is the best of a sporting event to go to? Now, it first came up, Rob Manfred. So I did a book with Joe Kelly. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like Joe, I hope you like Joe.
No, I do. Who doesn't like Joe?
All right, so go next time you go to Dodger Stadium, take a picture. I mean, what other middle reliever has a 30-foot mural on the wall, right? But we did a book, and he interviewed Rob Manfred for an entire chapter. It was 45 minutes, me transcribe it. And one of the things that Manfred said was, it's indisputable that baseball games are the best sporting event to go to. And that made me think, I'm like, he's right. And so we asked these other people about it, and here's my reasoning, and I'll let you give yours if you want, but it's with hockey, with basketball, with football, you go and you're just this. With baseball, it can be a social thing. You're thinking about your day. You're talking to whoever, maybe in your case, you're just thinking about life. And then something happens. And then you think about the 50 elements of how that happened. Like, there's nothing like that. Anyway, I've given my – for you is that I would imagine you think it's the same way, right? Or maybe
– yeah, I mean, 100% baseball games are the most fun to go to because also, A, it's relaxing. I think baseball parks also have the best food. So I don't even think that there's a debate. You can sit outside. You can get sun. There's a lot going on. And then I think my favorite thing about baseball is I know that the game is sped up a little bit more now, but it's just a relaxing afternoon with something on the line and an entertainment program. And if you happen to not be looking, like sometimes I'm looking down and then I'll hear a crack of the bat, all of a sudden you're on alert. Like, where did the ball go? Who hit the ball? Where did it go? Right? You can't hear a football be snapped in football. And you can hear dribbling in basketball, but that could be anywhere. And I also think it's the only sport where if you watch it on TV and you watch it in the stands, it looks exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see everything that's happening. With football, if you're sitting, even sitting close, far, you can't tell what's happening all the time. I think it's a little bit harder to see. Basketball, you can at least see if the ball goes in. But I think in a baseball game, you can see the ball being caught, you can see the ball being hit, and like the spatial awareness just with your own eyes makes it a lot easier to consume in person.
These are good answers, man. Oof. They are. I mean, so
you have a long history of going.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to ask. So this is.
I've been having this debate in my head for 10 years. No.
Why? Now I get to verbalize it. But this is another thing is that, you know, when we were doing the book, I asked people like the first time you went to a ballpark, and it was funny because the vivid memory of it for everybody is the constant. Another constant is sort of, and I don't want to steal this from you, but it feels like the greens are greener, the whites are whiter. Everything is, oh goodness, like this is crazy. With Nate Cordry, when he was on, he talked about the urinals in the Fenway Park. You remember different things, but for you, do you remember that? Was it in Atlanta or where was
it? Fulton County. Yeah, I mean, I remember Fulton County, like nobody going to the games, you know, like the team was so bad. You'd have two extra tickets. You'd put them on your windshield. You'd come back and there'd be four, like nobody went. But I, you know, as a kid, I loved Chief Nakahoma and like, just like that whole element of the game and the ballpark. But I also like the reason I got into baseball, I was born in the East Bay. Like all my family was Oakland A's fans. My grandmother worked for the team. She like gave out the free stuff at the gate or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then she had season tickets and she'd go and sit at her seat and keep score. And so like, that's how I learned to keep score and stuff. So my earliest memories are in Oakland Coliseum, which luckily still look exactly the same. Like not a lot has changed, but I went back this last year expecting it to be this like trash dump that everybody always talks about. And I loved it. I was like, it's so nostalgic. It's like, to me, it's like going to Fenway a little bit. Like nothing, it's still exactly the same. Even Chavez Ravine, you know, it's pretty much exactly the same. They just keep expanding the seats and changing it and making it like a little bit more frou-frou for everybody.
Yeah.
But like, I do love those old ballparks. Like they're old, they smell like they're from the 60s, yeah. You know? And it's like, it's great. Like, that's what baseball is, you know, it's like America's pastime. And so I think a part of it should live in the past a little bit.
See, that's a lot better than how I described Oakland, which was like a CVS going out of business. So they aren't restocking the shelves, you know?
But yeah, I mean, I feel like I still had good food there. The seats were great, obviously, because like you can sit wherever you want. The only thing that was distracting was the press box because there was just plywood up and like a tarp flapping. And so I was like, well, that looks a little trashy. I didn't meet any possums, so I was a little sad.
That's reserved for the press. Yeah. Sarah, I did a broadcast there with Joe Castiglione. And we had our window, it wasn't open, but it wasn't closed. It was worst case scenario. So I'm happy. That makes me happy. And you know, there's a little kid somewhere going to their first game in Oakland and they're thinking the same thing. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Like this is
amazing.
Great. It's great.
Yeah, what are you talking about? There's a huge baseball field. It's amazing, you know? And it looks super nice because now the Raiders don't have to play here. Like, they get it all to themselves. Like, I still think it's up there just nostalgic-wise, you know? So I'm a little bummed that they're leaving just because I think the city could use another team. But I think that's still in the cards for the future and we'll see, but like I'm looking up at my map because I have pins in my map. I think there's still 10 stadiums I haven't been to.
Which ones?
Colorado, Toronto, Cleveland, Seattle. I was really trying to get there this last week when the Braves were there. The other thing is like Baltimore I haven't been to, and the ones in Florida, so Miami and Tampa Bay. Seven. I can't remember. think that's it.
And you have some that I would say absolutely. Oh my goodness.
Like yeah.
Camden and Seattle's yeah, the, good. And you know, it's
the Braves are there in June, and I was gonna go because my son has like half a day at school. But I'm like, oh man, I think it might be too hard to go like there and back, like just there, go to an afternoon game, come back. I'm like, oh, it's fine too much.
Have you ever been to the All-Star game?
Yeah, I've been to an All-Star game. I don't remember which one I went to. I didn't go to the one here.
What was it?
I went to the All-Star game when the Braves had, because I worked for the Braves in college in Atlanta.
Oh, you did?
So. Yeah, I was the one shooting the t-shirts out and
really
on stilts and doing making balloon animals. Yeah, there was a really funny time, like that was right after Turner Field had been built, and we always did performed at family day for the players, so you know their whole family comes to the park and we kind of entertain their kids after the game. And we had all these video like games to play, and one of them was where you could hit off of Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz. You could like pick whichever one to hit against. So all three of them were trying to hit off of each other and even themselves, and like couldn't do it. It was so funny to watch them all like desperately try to hit baseballs off of each other or themselves and like just whiffing.
First of all, awesome whiffs, job. Man. Awesome job, awesome memory. Holy mackerel.
Oh man.
You've been so... so good with your time. I appreciate this. Two final things. The first one is what we asked everybody, and there's no wrong answer. It's why isn't baseball boring?
Why isn't it boring?
Yeah.
I mean, I think baseball is the hardest game to play. It's a really difficult sport to watch, but I think the reason people find it boring is because they don't understand it. And, you know, I remember going, you know, again, I'm at the game by myself. My friend Chike, who's like this British actor, happens to be at the game. He's never been to a baseball game. I'm like, please do not ask me a question about baseball unless it's really important. Like, I'm glad you're here, but I don't really like to talk during the game. And in the seventh inning, he's like, quick question. And I'm like, oh, here it comes, like, what's a strike, you know? And he goes, what is it when you walk to first base, you're safe, but if you run there, you're out? Like, what's the rush? And I go, that's really fair. I think you just explained baseball better than anyone. But I think baseball isn't boring because I think hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do. So watching players do that with a peak ability is just incredible. I think baseball gets a bad rap for being boring because people don't know the players well enough and the players aren't out there. And I wish baseball did a better job of making the players and their personalities more trendy. You know, there's also a lot of baseball players.
Yeah. But Sarah, like, and I've used this example all the time. It wasn't that long ago. I'm going to say 7 years ago, baseball literally wouldn't let players wear multicolored cleats with more than two colors on them, which is nuts. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we should get some more days with like the bats that we had for the All-Star, for the Home Run Derby and stuff. I'm hoping that baseball does a good job of that. But I think really figuring out like having a little bit more fun with the players and the people around the game, you know, I think fandom went up 9% last year. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think right now we've seen a dip in baseball because people are on their phones and they need like with the invention of the internet, like people need things fast and they feel like baseball just isn't fast enough. And that's on you. If you think baseball isn't fast enough, that's on you. That's a you problem. Yes. It's plenty fast for me because I'm sitting here trying to keep score. And sometimes something's already happened before I can even write F9, you know? So like, whatever. If you think it's boring, go to another. We don't need you. Like the traffic's bad enough. Go watch something else. And stop complaining. Because you're the people that complain are the people that bring a beach ball to the game. Like, I don't need you. I don't need you.
No.
Coming in here, well, that's, telling me that that's boring. That,
you know, it's clear because it's like if you're going to the game by yourself, you usually aren't partaking in the beach. You know, you aren't bringing a beach ball. You know, it's
definitely not bringing a beach ball. I'm usually trying to bring a second stomach so that I can eat as many hot dogs as I want in private with no one judging me.
Well, a little known fact, the 18 inning game World Series at Dodger Stadium, Red Sox, 800 Dodger dogs media went through in the media dining room.
Really?
800.
Dude, I'm a big fan of hot. Like, I don't really like I don't understand why the Dodger dogs are so great. Like, oh, hey, look at this. It's a hot dog that doesn't fit on a bun. Aren't we interesting? It's like, no, you're not. Like, people don't want, it's like a dinner roll wrapped around a hot dog. It's like the most insane thing. But the Farmer John hot dogs are actually very good. But I'm like, I love hot dogs just like on a summer day. I don't even have to be at a baseball game to like a hot dog. Like, I don't only eat them at baseball games, but I try to wait so that I can like have the feeling and like the atmosphere. I remember Texas Rangers Stadium had frozen Jack and Cokes, and it was like the greatest adventure I'd ever seen.
Oh yeah, they have margaritas in a helmet. Yeah, this.
Yeah.
All right, so that takes out my the hot or not question. Is the hot dog a sandwich? That was a cliche, so we don't need to go down that route. But all right, wasabi cloud storage. Wasabi hot cloud storage, hot or not, we say that teleportation is much hotter than invisibility. What do you say, Sarah?
Teleportation meaning like you could just be in another place.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah, I would much rather do that because I really hate long flights. Yeah. So, yeah. And then like if I can get there, you know, if I can get to London 9 hours before my family – and just have a little me time. Sounds good to me. I take that. That's hot. Yeah.
All right. Best answer yet. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, of course. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.